Looking to God upholds courage, however courageous and successful a man may be in the performance of a special work. Unless he looks constantly to God when circumstances arise to test his faith, he will lose his courage. Even after God has given him marked tokens of his power, after he has been strengthened to do God's work, he will fail unless he trusts implicitly in omnipotence. Many have not bowed to Baal. There are in our cities thousands who have the fear of God before them, who have not bowed the knee to Baal. It is because so many of these are in lowly circumstances that the world does not notice them. But though hidden in highways and hedges, these are seeking God. The character of Elisha. The attention of Elijah was attracted to Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who with the servants was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. He was educator, director, and worker. Elisha did not live in the thickly populated cities. His father was a tiller of the soil, a farmer. Far from the city and court dissipation, Elisha had received his education. He had been trained in habits of simplicity, of obedience to his parents and to God. Thus in quietude and contentment he was prepared to do the humble work of cultivating the soil. But though of a meek and quiet spirit, Elisha had no changeable character. Integrity and fidelity and the love and fear of God were his. He had the characteristics of a ruler, but with it all was the meekness of one who would serve. His mind had been exercised in the little things, to be faithful in whatsoever he should do, so that if God should call him to act more directly for him, he would be prepared to hear his voice. The surroundings of Elisha's home were those of wealth, but he realized that in order to obtain an all-round education, he must be a constant worker in any work that needed to be done. He had not consented to be in any respect less informed than his father's servants. He had learned how to serve first, that he might know how to lead, instruct, and command. Elisha waited contentedly, doing his work with fidelity. Day by day, through practical obedience and the divine grace in which he trusted, he obtained rectitude and strength of purpose. While doing all that he possibly could in cooperating with his father in the home firm, he was doing God's service. He was learning how to cooperate with God.